Hello, Seasons Podcast listeners. Welcome back, y'all. This is your host, Lauren D. McCoy, and my. It has been a cool minute, y'all. Like, two summers. I was listening to our very last moment together, and I was like, Lauren, you said it was going to be a summer break. That's the longest summer I ever had. But I'm so glad to be back. I'm not going to promise y'all you're going to hear from me every week, okay? You have to stay tuned, turn those alerts on. You have to follow the Facebook and Instagram page. And I'm going to be giving y'all a little something. But it has been a long time, and so many things have happened since the last time we shared a moment together. But first, I just want to welcome those whose first time, they might be your first time listening to Seasons Podcast. My name is Lauren D. McCoy, and I live on the beautiful Central Coast of California. I am a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister, a pastor, an event coordinator, a friend. The list goes on and on. And I'm just glad that you clicked that play button. And I hope that what you hear in this moment will give you some inspiration, give you some encouragement, and let you know you're not alone in your feelings, because we all go through things in life. Some things are great, which we share here. Some things are bad, which we share here. But it's just a place to gain some clarity and some wisdom and encouragement and love, and just to help us in our daily activities, things that happen. And so that's what Seasons Podcast is all about. So I'm glad you're here with me for this moment. Let's see. So what's been going on with me? A lot, y'all. I've been so busy. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I ran for school board for a school board trustee in my town. And it was like a whole campaign thing. Like, there was posters with my face on them, yard signs and banners and stuff, and campaigning activities. And it was like my first time doing that. I don't know why I decided. I guess, you know, well, I know why. I felt God telling me that this was what I needed to do. And so I did it. But I was super nervous, super scared. It all turned out amazing, and I won. So I do sit. I have a 2-year term sitting on our board trustees for our school board. And it's definitely been an enlightening experience. I've been learning so many things. Legal terminology, learning different people in the community, hanging out with mayors and stuff. It's been quite the ride, but it's definitely stretched me and grown me, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to continuing on until the Lord tells me different. Let's see what else. I've definitely stepped up my game in my full-time job, which is a family life pastor. I've been stretched spiritually in that role for the last year now. And I, it's been something, but I'm definitely grateful for that opportunity. I've had to stretch myself in ways I didn't even know, y'all, that I could stretch myself spiritually, emotionally, and mentally wise. And I'm just thankful for it. We've been doing like a rotation thing. So the pastoral staff rotates who gives the message on Sundays. And so that means that I have to spend extra time with Jesus, which has been awesome. And he's been speaking to me and giving me nuggets and just deepening my relationship with him. And so I'm looking forward to seeing where that's going to take me, and just enjoying the ride, even though it has its hiccups. But you know what? Everything's got hiccups at some point. So That's been what's going on with me. My children and husband were doing good. Things are awesome, and God's just moving and he's growing us. And I feel like, as long as, even though things may not, I'm not saying don't believe me when I say everything's not peachy, but when God is in it, you have to just be peaceful in your mind, knowing that he's got it in his hands. And as long, that one song for the old people, well, y'all don't have to be old, but you know, old church people, that song that says, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And so that's it. God has been in every single thing, and he's shown himself mighty in every situation. So that's been pretty awesome. Been doing some traveling with my family. Amazing friend of ours, Miss Lou. Shout out to Miss Lou. She gifted us a season pass to Universal Studios. And so we've been going to Universal Studios a lot, and just hanging out and having fun together. And that's been amazing. So I'm enjoying that. And so, yeah, I hope that all of you are doing amazing, and I hope that you are ready for this ride with Seasons Podcast. I've got so many things to talk about, and I'm always open for ideas. I'm always open for my friends and family to come hang out with me on Seasons Podcast. It's fun to have a dialogue with other people aside from sitting here talking to myself. But we've got an amazing moment for you right now. So let's dig in. So the title of this moment is A Bad Day. Today was unusual. I don't know about you all, but I don't really have bad days. Like, sometimes there'll be something that will happen in the day that kind of sucks, but usually it's just like one thing, and then, you know, I'm fine. Everything's fine for the rest of the day. But today, today was one of those days that I wish I could just skip to next year already. And my day started out normal. I had so many things on my list to do today. And it was like exciting things. I was excited because I was going to see some people that I hadn't seen in a while. I had a board meeting that I was attending. Work, like, you know, there were things that I was looking forward to today. And so the day started off, I started off my day like I normally do. I was working from home today instead of going into the office. And so I was able to like make myself some breakfast, and I was able to sit down and read my word and do my devotion and pray. And it was good. And then I started my day. And so I received some information that kind of just shook me to the core. And not only did it shake me to the core, it like brought up stuff. I don't know if you've all ever had those moments where it just, something will happen and it just like makes you think about things that you really didn't want to think about anymore ever in life, you know? And that's what this was. And from that moment on, it was kind of just like the day was weird, you know? And I was trying to process the information that I heard, and not only process the information that I heard, but I was also trying to process the feelings that that information brought up from my past. And I'm really not one to, like, it doesn't take me long to process things. Like, if you tell me something, then it's like, oh, okay. And I'm, you know, it's not like I need to think about it for hours on end or days. It's just like, okay, you're giving me this information. This, okay, let me just work with it, whatever. But this information that I was given was just kind of different on so many levels. And so I still feel like I'm still like processing it and just hoping for the best. But at the same time, it's like, I need to move on, you know? And so that was one thing. And then I had a meeting that I needed to get to in a neighboring town. But first I had an errand to run, which was delivering some signs that didn't fit that I had ordered, right? And so I had been going back and forth with this company in regards to the signs, because they, one of them just was not fitting. It was too small, and then it was too big, and then it's too big. And so this was like the third time that I had to go back. And it wasn't like I was upset about the sign not fitting. I had ordered three of them. And so the last one didn't fit. And it's like I said, it was the third time. And so I said, I walked in the place and they had delivered them like a week ago, but we had just got to them. So I didn't know that the sign didn't fit yet, right? So I went to the place with the sign and I walked in and I was smiling and I was like, hi, you know, hopefully third time's the charm. And the owner, it's a family run business. And the owner looks at me with just like disgust on his face and says, oh no, get out. Nope, we're not doing that. I'm not dealing with these signs. Like, I mean, he just started yelling at me and like totally ripped me a new one, right? And so I was just like in shock. I mean, I've been yelled at, I've been cursed at, I've been all sorts of things at, right? But for some reason, I was not expecting this response. Like, because we had been going back and forth, you know, I've been emailing the wife and, you know, so I was just so confused. But I was like also in a hurry to get to where I was going next. I was literally just coming to drop them off and just let them know what was wrong. And I mean, I was not expecting what I got. And so I I'm also not one to cry. But at the same time, I was just so taken aback that I think it was part of the emotions from what happened earlier. And then this person yelling at me, that I literally just, I threw up my hands, both of them. And I just started crying right there. And I said, you know what? I don't have to take this from you. This is ridiculous. I was simply coming in here friendly, trying to get some help with this sign. You didn't even hear me out. You just immediately started yelling at me and lashing out. So I'm going to go outside. And when you're done with the signs, you can give me a call or send me a text message. But I will not be coming back in here ever. And I just walked out and went to my car. And I just cried for a cool minute, because I just didn't understand why that was happening. And then I proceeded to send them an email explaining what was wrong with the sign, since he didn't even allow me to speak and tell him, you know, and let them know what needed to be done and all of those things, right? And so as I'm sitting there, the Lord brought back to my remembrance through my tears a conversation that I had had with that owner the last time I had went to pick up the signs, right? And so the owner's wife is in a trial study because she's got cancer. And so she's in one of those, like a trial, you know, of treatment. And so it's the two of them running that business. And it's a very, you know, they're always busy doing all sorts of things. And so the Lord brought to my remembrance, you know what? He's probably not even mad at you. He's probably just done with everything, but this is his livelihood and he has to keep going. And so I was just like, forgiveness, grace, you gotta have it, you know? But that didn't take from the fact that my feelings were hurt and I was upset and confused, and I'm sure that my emotions as well weren't fully because of what had just happened. I'm sure that it was probably what the information that I had received, the feelings that came up from the past, and just all sorts of things, you know? And so a lot of times in life, when people lash out at us, it 95% of the time, it has absolutely nothing to do with us. It has to do with all of the things that they may be going through in their life, that they are going through in their life. And we just get the brunt of it, you know? And so that was that. Okay. That was number two, strike two for my day, but I still had to go to the meeting. And so I was walking into the meeting and it was people that I hadn't seen in a while. And they were so excited to see me. I was excited to see them. And then, you know, they ask you, hey, how's it going? You okay? Blah, blah, blah. And you have to say, oh yeah, I am. When in actuality, I really just wanted a hug and I wanted to cry uncontrollably. But, you know, and I know there are people out there, like when things like that happen, it's like you still have to go. You still have to keep going. You can't just always just stop and be in your feelings about whatever it is. And so I had to just say, yeah, I'm good, you know, and sit there and listen and do all the things, right? So then that meeting was over. During that meeting, I received an email back from the people, the sign people, right? And they proceed to tell me how they don't know why all of this is going on with the signs and, you know, all these things, and how, okay, well, we're not going to deal with you anymore because you didn't pay for the signs. You're just the middle person, which I am. And I'm completely fine with being the middle person, but not in this situation. And so we're only going to deal with the person that paid for it. And I was like, okay, fine. So I called the person that paid for it, told them what happened, and, you know, let them take care of it now. You let me know when to pick up the sign, but I'm not going inside, so they better put that sign outside and I'll pick it up from there. And so then it was like, okay, so that was done. My meeting, I'm trying to focus in the meeting. I was trying to focus, but it was just like all of these things, you know, it makes it hard to focus on, and this was important. It was an important meeting. But it was just hard to focus on what was important at that time. So I still made it through the meeting. And then I had a board meeting that night as well, right? So I looked at my, I have, because I'm one of those people, y'all. I have everything like itemized in my calendar, color coordinated, so I know whose responsibility is, all these things, right? So I had put that the meeting started at 5:30. Okay, so I show up on time early. And then I had looked at an email, and the email said, because I got there and I was like, why is nobody here? So I looked at the email, and then the email said 5:30 as well. And then I looked at something else and it said 6. And I was like, oh, okay, well, obviously it's not 5:30 because ain't nobody here. So, okay. So I just sit in my car and just chill for a minute and taking notes and stuff like that. And then I grab all my stuff. It's time to go in for 6 o'clock. And I walk in. I have my coffee in my hand. I have some food in my hand. I have my phone and my purse and, you know, all the things. I walk in and my coffee spills on the floor and just splatters all over, right? And then I dropped my phone in the coffee. And then, like, I just walked a few steps to go try to, you know, juggle everything else, and something else fell. And so I was just like, you know what? I am like done with the day. I am ready to be done. And I couldn't cry. Like, I wasn't about to cry at the board meeting. That would have been like not good. But I mean, everybody has emotions, but I just wasn't about to do that right then and there. But inside, I was deeply crying. Like, it was that ugly cry that I was doing inside in my head. And just like, why? One more thing, you know, how many more? And so it was challenging. It was so challenging. But at the end of the day, I know some people don't like that term, but it's true. At the end of the day, I'm alive. I'm healthy. I'm not physically hurt. My emotions are super hurt, but I'm not physically hurt. I'm, you know, and I was texting my husband and I was like, I just want to just roll up in a ball and disappear type of thing. Like, where's the farthest place I can go? Because I'm ready to go there, you know, but I have to get through this meeting. And so, you know, I had a friend of mine, you know, she had said to me that you cannot fill others if your cup is empty. And it's so true, because a lot of times we're going, and we don't realize that in our going, if we don't refuel ourselves, and that means physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, then we're going to be burned out completely. And we will not have anything left to give. And I know that by the end of today, I was so ready. I had nothing left to give by the end of this day. And I just had to spiritually encourage myself, because sometimes, you know, you don't want to always call people and complain about your life. Although I have those friends that I can go to and just let them know how I'm truly feeling and what I truly need. But we got to do that for ourselves. There's a song, another song that we used to sing that would say, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And me encouraging myself is through music. I love listening to music. I have a playlist kind of like for every emotion. And I just kind of felt like I was stuck in those feelings of, this is a sucky day. This is a bad day. I do not want to repeat this day ever again, type of thing, you know? And so I know that some people that might be listening may not have a spiritual connection or relationship with God. You might not even believe in Him, and that's okay for now. But what I go to is spiritually uplifting music. I go to my Bible, I go to prayer. And one of the scriptures that, well, I'm going to give you a few, because I know that I am not the only one that has a bad day. And so these scriptures are scriptures that have encouraged me. And so I looked these up and I was just like, yeah, okay, we got this, we got this. And so one of those scriptures is 1 Peter 5:7. And it says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for us. Just throw it on Him and let Him carry your burdens. Throw that bad day to Jesus like a baseball and say, catch, it's yours, tag, you're it. Like, I don't want this. I don't need this. And I'm telling you, it's like another friend of mine, shout out to Hope. She always says, exchange your burdens for something else. Like, so God, I give you this bad day and I'm asking you in return to give me peace, give me wisdom, give me understanding, give me grace, give me love, you know, and just, it's not ours. We don't have to take it, you know? And then there's Romans 8:36, and it says, no, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. God created us. Like, He never said there weren't going to be any bad days. He never said we weren't going to face things that are bad. He just simply said that I have made you a conqueror through me because I love you. So whatever trials you face, whatever things are coming your way, whatever circumstances you're in, trust me because I love you and I've created you to be more than a conqueror. Then there's John 16:33, and that says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. That right there tells me, look, Lauren, you are going to have some bad days. But you know what? Take heart, because I've overcome all of the mess that you're going to experience. And you know, even Jesus Himself, when He was a man on earth, experienced bad days. So He knows what it's like. So He knows what we're feeling, how we're feeling, when we're feeling it. He created us. But the best part about it is He's overcome it all. Everything that the world throws at us, good, bad, ugly, He's overcome it. And then there's Romans 8:28, and it says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good for those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. That means that all the things that we have to go through, it's going to work out for our good in the end. If we trust and believe in Jesus and know that God has it all in His control. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm one of those people that do not like to not be in control. I don't like to not know what's happening. I don't like to not know the plan and things like that. And sometimes, especially in these last couple years, the plan be changing. And it's not what I wanted. But you know what? Every single time, I have to turn around and give thanks to God because it always works out for my good. never against me. It's like what the enemy meant for evil, God is turning it around for my good. And I stand on that daily. And in every hard time, I stand on that. In every bad day, I stand on that. When things are looking like, I stand on that. Knowing that in all things, God works those things out for my good, because I love him, because I have a relationship with him, because he is in me and I am his. Then there's Matthew 28:20. And that says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of time." To the very end of time, I am with you always. That means that when I walked into that place and that man yelled at me, God was with me. And I know, looking back now, like, I know that he was with me, because I'm telling y'all, there's not too many people that I'm gonna let yell at me, especially if you don't know me. But you know, it also encouraged me that my spiritual growth has excelled, because maybe even 6 months ago, I probably would have not been just walked away. I probably would have said something back, and it probably would have not been good. And then it probably would have turned into this whole thing. And then I'd be doing my podcast from a cell, truth be told. But I allowed my spirit. It's like what you feed into your body, not physically, but I'm talking about spiritually. What you feed into your body spiritually is what comes out. And the more positivity and peace and love that you put in your body, it's going to come out during those hard times. It's going to come out during those frustrations. It's going to come out during that bad day. I remember my dad would always say, like, he used to work in the prison system, and he slammed his thumb or finger or something in one of the gates, and he'd always be preaching about Jesus to people and telling them how they needed to live their life for God and how he changed his life and things like that. And it, you know, all those things. And so when he slammed his finger in the gate, everybody was looking at him because they were waiting to see what was going to come out of his mouth, because they knew for sure he was about to drop some curse bombs, right? But instead, he said, "Oh, Jesus." And they looked at him and they were like, "Wait, what?" You know, and I just thought it was so funny, because it's true. What you feed into you is what is going to come out. And so I just want to encourage you that when you are having a bad day, be at peace knowing that God is in control, that he is with you always, that all things work for your good, that you would have peace in this world when there is trouble. Take heart, because God has overcome the world. Remember that you are more than a conqueror through him who loved you. And remember to cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Trust the process. This is Lauren D. McCoy, and I thank you for listening to Seasons Podcast, and I look forward to talking with you all soon. Bye-bye.